From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with John Martin about Erinfesh. The annual Irish festival runs tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday on the Peoria Riverfront. John, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here. It's always a joy to come and see you guys again.
Well, now, I know there are several Irish-American organizations in Peoria. There's the St. Patrick Society and the Hibernian. So one thing that people may not fully understand is who organizes this event? Who puts it together and who are the culprits here?
Well, 35 years ago, the St. Pat's Society was formed to have an annual St. Patrick's Day parade. After they had the parade, they realized they needed to finance it somehow. So they had Erinfest in the fall, always the last full weekend of August. And the St. Patrick's Society is the organization that runs Erinfest.
And why the end of August? You had mentioned the St. Patrick's Day parade, and has there been discussion about having it sometime in the spring to more closely coincide with that?
Traditionally, Irish festivals are in the end of the summer, early fall. So, and they wanted something almost six months after St. Patrick's Day, but before the kids went back to school, which in those days was Labor Day. But
John, you've been involved with the festival for many years. How have you seen it evolve over time?
Well, when I first was appointed chairman at Erinfest, it was probably 20 years ago, and we were at Hickory Grove. It was a Sunday picnic for 4 hours. We had one band, a bagpiper, a food provider, a beer tent, and dancers. We moved down on the riverfront about 18 years ago to a two-day event, and from there it went to a three-day event, and attendance has gone from the picnic where you maybe had 600-700 people to about 15,000-16,000.
And is that picnic or some variation of it still the centerpiece of the event?
The family activity is definitely a part of it. We've really expanded into activities for the whole family. But the picnic atmosphere has been replaced more with a festival atmosphere where you learn about Irish culture, the sports, the music, the different lifestyles of there. It's a much broader experience than you get at a picnic.
John, I'm looking at your wonderful Erinfesh t-shirt that you're wearing today, and at the bottom it says, come for the music, return for the experience. And I know that music has been a cornerstone of the festival. Can you speak a little bit as to how you go about bringing in your artists and how they impact the festival?
Well, music is definitely a key part of most festivals. Ours, we have an entertainment committee that has already started on year 16, finding entertainment. We've always done a mix. We do local Irish entertainers because we believe it's important to encourage and develop that area. We do regional, which would be the Midwest. We get groups from Ohio, Wisconsin, Chicago area, Kansas City. And we do groups from outside the country, Canada, and every year we have at least one group from Ireland come to our festival. And the as we've grown, the quality and level of those entertainers has also grown with us. So
it must also be a challenge just to accommodate all of these bands logistically, because you've got them performing on three or four different performance stages over the weekend. So can you talk a little bit about putting these acts in their various stages?
Well, we generally break the festival down into five areas for entertainment, different stages that show different things. We have somebody on the entertainment committee that's responsible for looking for acts for those stages. Once they get them, we negotiate with them over myself and an attorney will negotiate over rates and stuff like that. We have a group then that once they get them into their hotels, we negotiate with hotels to get them there. Once they get on the grounds, we have a hospitality group that gets them on the stage, gets their equipment where it goes, gets them to their dressing rooms. takes care of them while they're there. We have stage crew people that load them up, get them on and off. Of course, sound technicians and light guys that work with them. We get their specs ahead of time. Most of these bands now have spec sheets that you get way ahead of time. And it just rolls from there. Once the thing gets going, we have a half hour between bands, it just goes.
As you mentioned, this is a platform for local, regional, and international artists, and I just love that about Aaron Fish. Do you ever see artists enjoying the opportunity to meet with other artists who are involved with Irish music but are on different sides of the country? And
oh, yeah. It's very, very common that on Friday night and Saturday night, we put all the bands generally in the same hotel. They generally get together and jam till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And recently, for example, we had the Weavers, Tannehill Weavers in from Scotland. We had a session with them that all the local bands were invited, and it was an opportunity for them to learn off this band from Scotland. And the same happens at Aaron Fest on every Friday and Saturday night. The bands will get together and jam, and a lot of the national and regional bands know each other because they play at other festivals together, so their paths cross very regularly. The two big bands we got this time, Cynthia is real hot on the circuit, and Wee Banjo 3 from Ireland is just an unbelievably hot band. And those two bands, at other we were just at Milwaukee, they play one after the other. So they would run their acts together. So there's a lot of interchange. And one thing that I've noticed, which is very encouraging, is those bands will share any information, any talent, any style with any local band person that sits down with them, talks to them. They're more than happy to show somebody a new way to do something.
So it really is a learning opportunity for musicians, and it sounds like a lot of cultural exchange going on here.
Oh, yeah. And not only band members, you need to know that dancers usually sometimes perform with band members. So there's that interchange of dancers, when do you come in, what songs you want to play. So it goes on at many, many levels.
There's also a feature in this year's event that I found interesting, and maybe you can tell us a little more about it. It's called Tea and Fairy Tales, but this is an event that you're doing for adults. So can you explain that a little bit?
We go to other festivals, obviously, to kind of see what's going on in the circuit. And a very popular thing at festivals now is tea with fairy ladies. They have tea, scones, cookies, candies, and the fairy lady, who does this for a profession, tells them stories. And somebody else will talk to them about teas and proper tea time. And it's just a short little presentation that's funny and, you know, it's just kind of something different. It's like a lot of things we do there. It takes you back to a time that was. And I don't know if you noticed, we also have fairy time for the kids. This same gal does, the kids come and they sit on a blanket and they all get a little cup of lemonade or tea and a cookie, and she tells them stories for about, it's very unusual.
You know, one thing that we haven't talked about that is a real feature of Aaron Fish, and I'm sure it's very important to the organizers as well, is the cultural village. Can you tell us a little bit about what kinds of exhibits and events and what's happening there, and why is that important to the festival as a whole?
Well, the cultural village, we've always kind of had one, and it's an area that is rapidly expanding for us. But it's there to show you different parts of Ireland. You'll get the travel agents, you'll get the brochures on the various counties of Ireland, but you get stories told of authors from Ireland, you get genealogy, you get authors that write books on Irish stuff there. We have one booth that does an Irish wake. They have the room laid out, a tent like a wake, and they explain to you everything that goes on at a normal wake in Ireland in the old days. They actually have a crier, a person that's professionally paid to cry for the deceased. That goes on there, too. We have some jewelry and stuff that's specific to Ireland styles, Celtic cross, stuff like that, that the vendors are there that make them. And then we have exhibits. We have one exhibit that right now we're running is the Irish boxers, the history of Irish boxers in the United States and the world level. And we have one that is always very full is letters from home. We've been over the years accumulated letters from families that live in Ireland to people that were in Peoria and back and forth. And they're just rich with history. And, you know, we still have a lot of people that can go down there and read those letters, and that's my aunt or that my great aunt or my grandfather or something like that. And then we have a hedge school where we teach. You can learn basic Gaelic if you can live through it. And there are other cooking courses on Irish food. And there's other courses like that are aimed at just Irish stuff. That's a very important part of our festival.
So you mentioned that the festival draws about 15,000, 16,000 people down to Peoria. Are those people who all have ties with Ireland, or are you finding you're bringing in people for the first time that have never experienced Éireannfheis each year?
Well, they're not all Irish. There are wannabes there, of course. And we let Scotchmen in. But the bulk of them are from probably 150-mile radius of Peoria, have some Irish background or connection. And generally, the saying on my shirt is very true. They come for the music the first time, but they generally return for the experience because that's what they remember.
We've been talking about Éireannfheis with John Martin. The event runs tonight from 4 to 11, all day tomorrow, and Sunday from 10 to 6. John, good luck and have a great time.
I invite everybody to come down. The weather's going to be great. It's going to be a lovely evening on the river. And I guarantee you, when you walk over that railroad track, you'll go back to Ireland.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.